弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，让我们再一次有交通的机会。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for another opportunity to fellowship in His Word.
我们首先先来读几处的圣经。
First, let's read a few passages.
我们请弟兄姊妹翻开罗马书。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the book of Romans.
我们读第四章第三到第五节。
We'll read chapter 4 from verse 3 to 5.
罗马书第四章第三到第五节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 3 to 5.
经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，就算为他的义。
For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。
Now to the one who works, his wage is not credited as a favor, but as what is due.
唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness.
第二处，我们请读希伯来书第四章。
Second passage we'll read is Hebrews chapter 4.
我们读第四章第二节。
We'll read chapter 4, verse 2.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also, but the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
第三处，我们请翻开彼得前书第一章。
Third passage, we'll turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们读第一章的第七和第九节。
We'll be reading 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 and 9.
第七节，叫你们信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Verse 7, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
第九节，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。这里讲到灵魂，英文的翻译就只有魂的救恩。
Verse 9, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. In the English translation, we only see souls, whereas in Chinese you see spirit and soul.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading.
开始之前，我们再有一点祷告。
Before we begin, let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
每一次我们能够来到你的施恩座前。
Every time when we come before your throne of grace,
是在让我们想起我们是何等蒙了你救赎恩典的人。
It reminds us that we are those who are saved by your grace.
我们本是不堪的罪人。
We were unworthy sinners.
但是因着你在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
But because of your shedding of your blood and laying down your life for us,
洗净我们一切的罪,
you've cleansed us of all our sins,
把我们带进神爱子光明的国度里头,
and you've transferred us to the kingdom of your beloved Son,
让我们如今站在何等蒙恩的地位上,
so that now we can stand in the position of grace.
我们不仅能够称神为我们的阿爸父,
not only can we say that God is our Abba Father,
并且我们能够势力在他的面前来侍奉他。
But we can also serve before him.
我们早晨能够一同聚在你的跟前。
This morning we gather before your presence.
我们一同在你面前蒙恩。
And we want to receive your grace.
我们在这里也求主实在更多的来体恤你的儿女们。
And here, Lord, we ask that you would think of your children.
把你丰富的恩典倾倒下来。
May you pour forth the riches of your grace upon us all.
用你的话再一次来坚固我们的信心。
May your word strengthen our faith.
也求你圣灵在我们的中间能够自由的运行。
And may your Holy Spirit work freely among us.
让我们能够从一切的事物捆绑当中得到释放。
So that we be set free from our bondage.
我们敞开我们的心，一同来到主的跟前。
And may you enlarge our hearts as we come before you.
愿你的话能够借着讲着讲的啊，翻译的听的，我们一同在你面前来蒙恩典。
May we receive grace from you as we hear your word, whether it be the speaker, the translator, or the listener.
我们只有把这一点时间恭敬的仰望你，愿你与我们同在。
So we commit this remainder of time into your hands. May your presence be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们啊，过去几次的信息交通到我们啊，要在主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, over the past few fellowship messages, we've shared about being before the presence of the Lord.
不仅我们明白神的心意
，Not only do we understand God's will,
神拯救我们
，That God has saved us,
有他荣耀的旨意
，And He has His eternal purpose.
他在他创世以前所定的旨意当中
，that before the foundation of the world in His will，
他造人
，He created man，
盼望人能够在他的荣耀的旨意里头一同有份
，that in His eternal purpose He hoped that man would have a part in His plan。
但是我们读到创世纪第三章的时候。
But when we come to Genesis chapter 3,
我们知道人失败,
we know that man fell.
但是神的旨意并没有因此而失败。
But God's will did not fall.
神在历史当中仍然按着他的旨意来往前。
That throughout history, God was still able to move forward towards his will.
神在之后满足的时候借着他的儿子来到地上。
And up to the fullness of the time, God sent his son to the world.
并且啊成为我们的拯救
，and he became our salvation，
把堕落的人重新带回到他旨意的里头
，that he brought all peoples back to his will。
我们相信主的心意很快就要完成
，we believe that his will may soon be complete。
当主耶稣第二次回来的时候
，when the Lord Jesus returns the second time，
他要带进他的国度
，he will bring his kingdom。
在地上的千年国度之后，神。新耶路撒冷圣城就要裂天而降。
And after the millennial kingdom, the new Jerusalem will descend down upon the earth.
我想那一个时间非常的紧迫。
And I think during the time, there's going to be great tribulation.
所以对着我们蒙恩得救的儿女
，So for those of us who are saved by grace,
趁着我们在今天还有年日的时候
，While we still have days,
我们能够明白神的心意
May we come to understand God's will.
圣经告诉我们要爱惜光阴
The Bible teaches us that we need to
redeem the time.
Redeem the time.
让我们真是能够啊，在有限的年日能够啊，按着主的心意我们来跟随侍奉他
That during these times we would follow after him and to serve him.
那我们也提到在神啊的旨意当中呢，我们怎样来回应？最重要就是啊，主在我们每一个人的身上都有一条要我们奔跑的道路。
And in God's will, each of us would faithfully run that race that is before us.
那我们过去几次的交通呢，主要是在生命的里头，
so,
我们来奔跑这一条属天的路。
So in the past few messages, we've shared about running this race that lies before us, the spiritual path.
我们第一次交通到啊，我们生命在基督里如何的更多的成熟长大呢？需要借着神的话。
So in the first message, we shared that in order to mature and grow in our spiritual maturity, we need God's word.
因为主的话是灵，是生命。
Because God's word is spirit and life.
我们需要这生命的喂养。
And we need the food from this life.
那第二次我们交通到我们需要脱离天然的肉体。
And then in the second message, we share that we need to leave our flesh behind.
因为在我们啊的肉身当中呢，我们受罪的玷污。
Because in our flesh, we have become defiled and corrupted. The flesh not only hinders us from growing in our spiritual life, the flesh also harms the church life. So in this matter of the flesh, we need to be very sober and alert, but only God can deal with our flesh.
那今天呢, 我们要继续往前看呢, 在, 这一条, 我们要奔跑的道路上, 我们, 在信心上面怎样来长进。
So now we want to look forward to today's message where we want to see how can we grow in our spiritual life.
借着信心的长大呢, 我们属灵的生命,
that through maturity in the by faith, we can also mature.
那早晨我们要,
So this morning, we want to take a look from three different perspectives.
第一方面就是讲到我们因信称义。
First, justification by faith.
第二方面乃是我们信主的人理当是因信心而生活。
And second, for those of us who are saved, we should live by faith.
那第三方面我们要交通到信心主要几个属灵的原则。
And then third, we want to cover the different principles of faith.
所以首先我们来看我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是因信而称义的人。
So we want to see first that all of us who are saved by grace, we are justified by faith.
我想称义这件事因信称义呢, 许多神的儿女对这句话非常的熟悉。
I think many of us are very familiar with the phrase to be justified by faith.
但是我们需要再来思考一下。
But we need to contemplate it some more.
什么叫做称义?
What does it mean to be justified?
称义呢, 乃是在这一位绝对圣洁公义的神面前。
Justification is to be righteous or right before the right before God.
神称我们是对的,
God has considered us to be right.
称我们, 在他面前是绝对完全的。
He has justified us to be complete and perfect.
我想我们人判断呢, 都非常的有限。
I think that all of us,
judgment.
That all of us will be judged.
Our judgment are very limited.
That our judgment is very limited.
我们所有的判断都是跟着我们眼睛所看见的。All
of our judgments are based on what we see.
也许, 我认识某某一位弟兄,
I may know a certain brother.
我跟他来往觉得这个弟兄非常的美好。
And after fellowshipping with him, I may consider him to be a good brother.
但是我们每一个人都有缺陷。
But we all have our weaknesses.
我们没有看到他的缺陷呢, 我们就不晓得。 我们的判断到底准不准确?
Without knowing their weaknesses, we don't know if our judgment is accurate.
但是神是一位全能全知的神。
But God is an omniscient, almighty God.
他居然能够看我们这样一位有罪的人。
He can see us who are sinners.
能够称我们是完全的。
And to see us and judge us as righteous.
在他的眼光当中我们是对的。
That in his eyes we are right.
难道神他是不义吗?
And because of this, is God unrighteous?
他故意把我们的黑暗掩盖起来然后讲好听的话吗?
Did he purposely choose to not see our sins and to just say pleasant words to us?
不是的。
No.
神 他之所以能够在宇宙中掌权，乃是按着他的公义跟公平。
In God's sovereignty, He is both just and righteous.
他不能够称有罪的为无罪。
He cannot deem what is sinful to be righteous.
那我们这一般有罪的人，怎样在神面前称义呢？
So then those of us who are sinners, how can we be considered righteous? So the second aspect of justification is by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
今天我们蒙恩得救的人之所以能够被称为义,
those of us who are saved by grace, who can now be justified, who are now justified by faith,
乃是因着耶稣基督的宝血, 祂洗净我们一切的罪,
it is by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus which cleanses us of our sins.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us
我们虽罪如朱红,
that though our sins are as red as crimson,
但是借着耶稣基督的宝血把我们的罪洗得如同羊毛一样的洁白,
but because of the blood of Jesus, it has washed us as white as wool.
所以我们感谢主,
so we thank our Lord,
实在不是靠着我们的行为,
that it is not by our works,
也不是靠着我们自己,
and it is not by depending on ourselves,
我们能够在神面前称义,
that we can be considered righteous.
完全是耶稣基督在十字架上流血舍命的救赎工作,
it is all because of the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus shedding his blood on the cross for us.
我们能够在神面前得称为义,
that we can be justified.
神的公义得到满足,
when God's requirements are met,
罪人得以称义,
then sinners can be justified.
完全借着耶稣基督这一位中保,
and it's all because of our mediator, the Lord Jesus.
我们心要敬拜,
and our hearts bow in reverence to him.
那第三个,
the third,
必须要借着人的相信,
it has to be through man's belief.
当我们接受耶稣基督,
when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
祂在十字架上所成就的工作,
and we believe in the work that he accomplished on the cross,
我们蒙了拯救,
we are saved,
祂宝血救赎的能力,
and the redemptive power of his blood
就临到我,
comes to us.
所以每一个人需要 在信心里面接受基督所做成的工作,
so all of us, we need to receive and believe in the Lord Jesus' work by faith,
我们才能够在神面前称义,
so that we can be justified by faith.
这是称义在圣经里头给我们所看见的定义,
and this is the principles that we see here regarding justification.
我们可以来读一处圣经,
we can read a passage.
请翻开罗马书第三章,
let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
我们读了这一段话就可以把刚刚称义的定义表明得非常清楚,
so if we read these passages in Romans chapter 3, we'll have a better understanding of this justification.
我们读23节到26节,
we'll read from verse 23 to 26.
因为世人都犯了罪, 亏缺了神的荣耀,
for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
如今却蒙神的恩典, 因基督耶稣的救赎, 就白白的称义,
being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭, 是凭着耶稣的血, 借着人的信, 要显明神的义, 因为他用忍耐的心, 宽容人, 先时所犯的罪,
whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed.
好在今时显明他的义, 使人知道他自己为义, 也称信耶稣的人为义,
for the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
所以我们 每一位蒙恩得救的人, 不仅我们明白我们亏缺了神的荣耀,
so all of us, we all have sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God.
我们知道神的救法,
and we know God's laws.
在信心里面我们接受这一个救恩,
and in faith we receive this salvation.
我们就能够在神面前称义,
so that we can be justified.
这是称义, 盼望我们 对于称义这件事情我们心里是清楚的,
so this is justification. We hope that now we have a clear understanding of what justification is.
所以刚刚我们读到圣经的时候, 我们就看见 亚伯拉罕他信神，神就称他为义。
So we read earlier that because Abraham believed God, it was credited to him as righteousness.
今天我们所有蒙恩得救的人都是根据亚伯拉罕信心的原则。
So all of us today, we are saved because of that principle of faith of Abraham.
所以到了加拉太书第三章的时候，
So that's why when we come to Galatians chapter 3,
那里告诉我们，
It tells us,
凡以信为本的人，
So those of us who are of faith,
是亚伯拉罕的子孙，
are children of Abraham.
并且是啊，跟亚伯拉罕一样要蒙祝福的人。
And we will be like Abraham, blessed.
所以我们每一个人蒙恩得救，都是根据亚伯拉罕信心的原则。
So all of us who are saved by grace follow the same principle as Abraham.
我们因着信，我们能够在神面前称义。
That it is by faith that we are justified.
那不仅我们在神面前称义，
So not only are we justified by faith,
并且我们知道我们能够在神面前因信称义，这是在是神的恩典。
We also know that the fact that we are justified by faith is all because of God's grace.
今天世界上许多的宗教，
Today many different religions,
宗教他们都有一位教主。
A lot of religions all have the same principle.
他们有一个 leader.
Oh, there's a leader.
他们的教主呢，把一套啊行事为人的准则告诉给他们。
So this leader has this booklet of how one should conduct themselves and gives it to all the different people.
然后叫他们啊按着这个行事为人的准则，也许他们有一天就可以得救。
And tells them that if you follow these different ways of how to conduct yourself in life, then you'll be saved.
圣经很清楚告诉我们这是按行为。
And the Bible teaches us very clearly that this is by works.
但是行为在神的面前，人的行为不过像破烂的衣服一样。
But the Bible tells us very clearly that a man's works are like ragged garments.
我们在神面前都是赤身肉体，显为可羞耻的。
And the Bible also tells us that we are all flesh and blood and defiled and corrupt.
除非耶稣基督的宝血先洁净我们。
That unless the blood of the Lord Jesus first cleanses us.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神知道我们的行为如同破烂的衣服。
God knows that our works are like a filthy garment.
我们不能够靠自己的行为来到神面前称义。
That we cannot depend on our works to be justified when we come before God.
所以神就在人还不能够啊靠着行为来拯救自己的时候，来到神面前，他就已经为我们预备一个救法。
So even before.Because we were unable to be justified by our works, God already prepared way beforehand a way to save us and rescue us.
神让我们用一个简单的信心，不管你是有学问，没有学问，你是富贵，你是贫穷，任何人只要借着一个简单的信心，你都可以来到神面前蒙拯救。
So God prepared this salvation, which is by simple faith and belief.So no matter whether you are poor or rich, whether you are learned or unlearned, you can find salvation.
这是神的智慧。
And this is God's wisdom.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那神把这个白白的恩典赐给我们。
So God gives us His manifold grace.
什么是恩典呢？
What is grace?
圣经希腊文启示的恩典有三个特点。
So in the Hebrew language, grace has three different points.
恩典这三个特点是同时发生的。
And this grace is in the present tense.
It occurs
at the same time.
这三个特点呢，我们 所强调的常常只有其中一点。
There's three points, but a lot of times we just focus on one point.
那一个点呢，就是我们白白的接受过来。
And that point is that we receive freely.
因为神把这个恩典赐给我们，我们接受，这个就是恩典，不是靠我们的行为。
Because God gives it to us freely, we just simply receive it, and this is what we consider grace.
那这三个恩典，我们把它稍微明白一下，在以后我们走属灵的道路，更多的能够帮助我们。
So let's consider these three points of grace so that we can have a better understanding in our spiritual walk.
恩典其实它首先要讲到的一个更重要的点。
Actually, grace, there's a point that's even more important.
是讲到施恩者。
It speaks of the giver.
施恩者他是一个有恩典有怜悯的人。
The one who is the giver is full of grace and mercy.
恩典强调乃是强调给恩典的这一位。
And this person of grace gives grace to the one who receives it.
恩典强调这一个施予的人，他不仅有恩典，并且他是有一个美丽荣耀的生命。
This giver who gives this grace to the receiver now has a life of grace.
恩典的第二方面乃是讲到接受者。
And then the second aspect of grace is the receiver of that grace.
因着施恩的人，施恩的这一位，把他的恩典给这一位接受的。
Because the giver of this grace gives to the receiver.
这个接受的人就白白的把这个恩典接受过来。
So then this receiver freely receives the grace.
恩典还有第三方面。
And then grace has a third point.
第三方面乃是讲到恩典的目的，乃是要让这一位接受的成为那一个赐予恩典的人，换句话说，成为接受的人，也能够成为是一个乐于施恩典的人，也成为像施恩典的荣耀跟美丽。
So the third aspect is that the giver of the grace gives to the one who receives the grace, and now by the receiver receiving this grace,This receiver also, by grace, becomes more like the character and nature of the giver of that grace. And so, as a result, this receiver of that grace becomes more glorious like the giver.
所以我们知道，我们蒙恩得救，我们得救是本乎恩。
So we all know that we're all saved by grace.
我们常常人传福音给我们的时候，只讲到这是一个白白的恩典。
And a lot of times when we hear gospel speakers, they say that this is all by grace.
是的，弟兄姊妹，但是这只是恩典的第二个部分。
Yes, brothers and sisters, but this is just the second part of grace.
恩典更重要的目的乃是要把我们做成像施恩的那一位主。
The most important aspect of grace is actually to conform us so that we'll be more like the giver of that grace.
所以我们必须要明白
So we need to understand
恩典不单单只是为着我
Grace is not just for me
当然主要是为着我们这个无能为力的人
Of course grace is for us who do not deserve it
但是恩典要我们看见施恩者
But grace wants us to see the giver
并且恩典要带领我们知道他的目的是什么
And grace wants to lead us so that we understand his purpose and his will.
并且我们感谢神
And we can thank God.
我们只要借着简单的信心我们就能够接受恩典
That with a simple faith we can receive grace.
那第三个我们要来看当我们因信称义的时候，这个信心从哪里来
？So then, third, regarding when we are justified by faith, where does this faith come from?
圣经告诉我们呢
，The Bible tells us,
我们 信道是从听道来。
That faith comes from hearing.
然后听道是从基督的话来。
And hearing by the word of Christ.
所以当有人开始把福音传给我们的时候，
So when someone begins to share the gospel with us,
许多主的话就开始进到我们的里面。
Many of God's word begins to enter into us.
主的话就像生命的种子一样。
And God's word is like a seed of life.
当我们有一颗谦卑柔软的心在神面前，
When we have a gentle and humble heart before God,
这些话在圣灵的手中呢，就开始会在我们里面产生那个信心。
And these words in God's hand will grow in us.
让我们到有一天的时候，我们有这个信心去把耶稣基督接到我们的心中来。
So God grows this faith in us so that one day by faith we can receive him.
我们愿意相信他。
That we will be willing to believe in him.
当然这个信心不是出于我们自己。
And of course this faith doesn't come from ourselves.
这个信心仍然是神所赐的。
This faith was given to us by God.
所以以弗所书告诉我们，
So that's why Ephesians tells us,
你们得救是本乎恩，
For you have been saved by grace,
也是因着信，
Through faith.
这不是出于自己，
and that not of yourselves,
是神所赐的，
it is the gift of God,
也不是出于行为，
not as a result of works,
乃是神的恩典，
and it's by God's grace.
所以我们感谢主，
so we thank our Lord.
我们每一个人得救都是借着信心入门，
all of us are saved by grace.
我们因着有这个信心，我们信主之后就理当按着这个信心，我们来开始走这一条属天的道路。
Because of this grace we receive and because of this faith, it enables us to walk the spiritual path.
基督徒呢，在地上，我们不能够蒙恩得救之后，我们好像把我们的救恩跟我们的现实的生活分成不同的两个部分。
So Christians, after we're saved by grace, we can't divide up our life into two parts. One, the Christian life, and another, and a second part where it's a life separated from this Christian life.
我们来到教会当中，我们有一套行为的准则。
We can't come to church with a certain type of behavior.
我们讲属灵的话。
And we start speaking spiritual words.
但是我们离开的聚会呢，我们回到我们现实的生活当中。
And then once we leave church and we go back to our life,
我们就好像跟我们过去没有得救的光景一模一样。
We cannot go back to our normal life, acting and behaving like we did before we became a Christian.
我们的思想、行为、做事啊、行事为人都跟我们的救恩没有关系。
We can't conduct our lives where our thinking, our behavior, the way we interact with other people is a portrayal of a lifestyle that's different from a Christian life.
我们因着蒙恩典，
We are saved by grace.
我们不仅因信能够称义，
Not only are we justified by faith,
我们并且因信得着主的生命。
But by faith we have received the Lord's life.
这一个生命进到我们的灵里头。
And this life has entered into our spirit.
我们有一个属天的生命成为我们生命的一部分。
And we have this spiritual life in us and it can't just be a part of our life.
我们需要在这个生命的里头来开始过我们基督徒的生活。
We need to use this life within us to live out a Christian life.
所以圣经开始告诉我们，我们在哥林多后书第五章那里讲到，我们行事为人不再凭眼见，我们需要凭着信心。
So that's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 it tells us that we need to walk by faith, not by sight.
刚刚我们所讲的希伯来书那里也提到。
And in Hebrews, which we read earlier, it also mentions this.
当我们得到这个福音之后，
that after we've received the gospel, We have God's word. We need to have God's word united with faith. So that we can begin living a life where we walk by faith and not by sight.
我想我们弟兄们常常在这里讲到信心的时候都提到亚伯拉罕信心的生活。
I think many brothers, when they speak of faith, they speak of Abraham's life.
我们为着亚伯拉罕感谢神。
So because of Abraham, we thank God.
他实在是这一位信心之父。
He is truly the father of faith.
在圣经里面也有许多圣徒们。
And there are also many saints in the Bible that follow after the faith of Abraham. So we're
going
to take a look at a couple examples.
我们首先来看民数记。First,
we'll look at Numbers.
我们请大家翻开民数记第13章。Let's
turn to Numbers chapter 13.
民数记第13章,我们看一下那个
We'll look at Numbers chapter 13, verse 25.
我们知道呢,在以色列人他们出埃及要进迦南的过程当中,
we know that the Israelites, when they left Egypt, and was going to enter into Canaan.
他们要求能够派12个探子去先看一下迦南美地。
They sent 12 spies to first survey the land of Canaan.
当他们派这12个探子去的时候,其中有两位呢,叫做加勒,另外一位叫约书亚。
And when they sent these 12 spies, there are only two individuals, Caleb and Joshua.
那他们过了40天以后就回来报告他们所看的情形。
And after 40 days, they came back to report what they had seen.
我们看一下25节到33节。
So we'll take a look from verse 25 to verse 33.
我想这一段呢,就我来读,用中文读,然后弟兄姊妹,你们跟着我。 读,英文就不要再念了,因为时间的关系。So
because of time constraints, I will read from verse 25 to 33, and brothers and sisters can follow along. The English-speaking brothers and sisters need not read.
过了40天,他们窥探那地才回来,到了巴兰旷野的加底斯见摩西亚伦,并以色列的全会众,回报摩西亚伦并全会众,又把那地的果子给他们看。 又告诉摩西说,我到了你们所打发我们去的那地,果然是牛奶与蜜之地。这就是那地的果子,然而住那地的民,强壮,诚意也坚固,宽大,并且我们在那里看见亚纳族的人,亚玛利人。 住在南地,赫人,耶布斯人,亚摩利人,住在山地,迦南人住在海边,并约旦河旁。加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说,我们立刻上去得那地吧,我们足能得胜,但那些和他同去的人说,我们不能上去攻击那民,因为他们比我们强壮。 探子中有人论道说,窥探之地向以色列人报恶信,说我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地。我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大,我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人,他们是伟人的后裔,据我们自己,据我们看自己。 如同蚱蜢一样,据他们看我们也是如此。 这一段话圣经描写的非常详细。
This passage in the Bible details it out very specifically.
当神要他们去攻打那地的时候，
When the Israelites were preparing to battle for the land,
这些探子们回来，
The spies came back.
就这一面来说，神一点都没有错。
On one hand, God was not wrong at all.
那是一块牛奶与蜜之地。
It was a land flowing with milk and honey.
但是就这一面来说，
But on the other hand,
仇敌是如何的强大。
The enemy was great and strong.
我们如同蚱蜢一样。
They were like grasshoppers.
他们看我们也像蚱蜢。
And they see us as grasshoppers.
那他们如同巨人。
And they were giants.
换句话说，巨人只要伸出脚一踏。
So another way of saying it, a giant just has to lift up his leg and ita and stomp.
蚱蜢就全部完了。
And then the grasshopper is dead.
但是这里有一个人。
But here there's a couple people.
就是加勒。
Which is Caleb.
他相信神。
He believed God.
他跟随神不是凭着眼见。
He believed in God not by what he saw,
他是凭着信心,
but by faith.
所以我们继续往前看。
So let's continue to look forward.
我们看十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 14.
我们请 Jason 帮我们读第四节到第十节。
And Jason will read verse 4 to 10. Okay. So they said to one another, Let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt.Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces in the presence of all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, of those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, The land which we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. But all the congregation set to stone them with stones. Then the glory of the Lord appeared in the tent of meeting to all the sons of Israel.
So here, in these 12 tents, 10 people reported bad news.
So among the 12 spies, 10 reported bad news.
以色列的百姓心都消化了。
And the hearts of the Israel melted, hearts of the Israelites melted.
所以当他们在那里决定要不要去攻打那地的时候。
So when they were deciding whether to go and fight for the land.
因着这十个探子的信息，他们说，那我们回去吧。
Because of the bad news from the 10 spies, they decided to return.
我们回到埃及去吧。
To return back to Egypt.
这时候约书亚跟加勒。
So at this point, Joshua and Caleb,
他们在会众面前撕裂了衣服。
They tore their clothes in the congregation.
他说，耶和华若喜悦我们，我们就必将我们领进那地。
And they said that,If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us.
耶稣亚跟加勒他们的信心是在这一位信实的神身上。
So Joshua and Caleb, their faith was on the faithful God.
他们不是凭着信心他们不是凭着眼见。
They did not depend and trust on what they saw.
他们乃是凭着这一位信实的神。
They believed and trusted in the faithful God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在地上跟随主。
Brothers and sisters, as we follow the Lord today,
我们会遇到许多艰难的环境。
We are going to come across many difficult situations.
我们会遇到许多试探。
And we're going to go through many trials and testing.
在人的眼中看为不可能。
That in man's eyes,They would think that it's impossible.
很多时候我们看自己。
A lot of times we look at ourselves.
很多时候我们看环境的险恶。
And a lot of times we look at our surroundings.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们是从信心入门。
That we are people of faith.
我们在跟随主的事上，我们就要开始应用我们的信心。
That as we live our life for God, we need to start using this faith.
信心不是一个自信。
Faith is not a
self-confidence.
Faith is not self-confidence.
我们乃是一个仰望这一位信实的主。
We are a people who looks to the faithful God.
当神这样说话的时候，
When God speaks,
我们把我们的心来信靠他。
We believe and trust in him.
就好像当我们蒙恩的时候，
It's like when we're saved by grace.
当主的话这样清楚地告诉我们，
When God's word clearly speaks to us,
神的儿子为我们钉死在十字架上，
That God's son was nailed to the cross,
是为着我的罪，
And it was for my sins.
我们用神所赐的信心去信靠这一个简单的真理，
And then by faith, when we believe in the simple truth,
我们就能够得救，
Then we will be saved.
今天我们也是用同样一个简单的信心，
Today we use the same simple faith,
相信神所说的话，
To believe what God says,
神所要成就的，
That what God wants to accomplish,
我们用信心去抓住它，
We grasp it in faith.
我们不看外面的环境如何，
We don't look at what's surrounding us, the outward situation.
神是全能的神，
Because God is the omnipotent God.
他是宇宙的主宰，
He is the creator.
他关了门，没有人能开。
When he closes a door, no one will be able to open it.
他开了门，没有人能关。
And the door that he opens, no one will be able to shut.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的神不是全能的神，
Brothers and sisters, if God is not an omnipotent God,
我们 if he is not a mighty God,
if he's not a mighty God,
我们的信心都要突然，
then our faith is in vain.
但是感谢神，
but thank God,
他是这一位叫死人复活的神。
He is the God who raises people from the dead.
他的儿子从死里复活。
His son was risen from the dead.
这是神大能的表明。
And this is by God's great power.
我们就安息在这个信靠他的身上。
And we can trust and rest in this simple belief.
所以当以色列的百姓要把这两位探子用石头打死的时候，
So when the people of Israel wanted to stone these two spies,
神在会幕中向以色列荣耀的显现。
Then the glory of the Lord appeared in the tent of meeting to all the sons of Israel.
最后我们再读这一段话的结果。
So lastly, let's read the concluding words.
我们从二十节读到二十四节，我来读。
I'll read from verse 20 to 24.
耶和华说，我照着你的话赦免了他们。然而我指着我的永生起誓，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话，他们断不得看见我向他们的祖宗所起誓应许之地，凡藐视我的，一个也不得看见。唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。这里讲到加勒另有一个心志。
So here it says that Caleb has a different spirit.
英文讲到是一个 spirit.
In English it says spirit.
中文理当翻成加勒有一个灵。
In Chinese it says Caleb has a spirit.
这个灵呢，乃是一个专心在信心里头信靠他的灵。
It's a spirit that follows God fully, that fully trusts in him.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救的人，
Brothers and sisters, those of us who are saved by grace,
我们要有一个灵，就是凭信心来过我们属地的生活。
We need a spirit that is filled with faith to live our life.
我们来信靠神。
To trust in God.
这样不仅我们在一生的道路上我们要蒙福。
So that way, in all our life, we will be blessed.
更重要，我们因着这样的信靠，我们属灵的生命就不断的长大。
Even more importantly, our spiritual life will be able to grow.
因着时间的缘故，我们本来还要再看但以理跟他三个朋友。
Because of time constraints, we were going to look at another example of Daniel and his three friends.
我们就请弟兄姊妹自己看。
So brothers and sisters can take a look themselves.
大家可以看第一章、第三章跟第六章。
You can take a look at chapter 1, chapter 3, and chapter 6.
接下来我们就只能够来到讲一点信心属灵的原则。
So now we're going to share on some principles of faith.
第一个呢，这个原则呢，刚刚稍微提了一下，属灵的原则，第一个我们要讲到，我们的信心乃是信靠在这一位信实的主身上。
So the first principle of faith, which we've already touched on briefly before, is that the object of our faith is the Lord Himself.
在提摩太后书第二章那里告诉我们。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, it tells us,
我们纵然失信，主仍然是可信的。
That if we are faithless, he remains faithful.
因为他不能背乎他自己。
For he cannot deny himself.
所以我们讲到我们信心的时候，我们就好像我们题目所说的呢，我们要学习仰望这一位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So when it comes to the matter and topic of faith, just like the topic, the theme says, we need to look and fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of faith.
他是我们信心的作者。
He is the author and perfecter of faith.
他不仅给我们信心，
Not only does he give us faith,
并且他要成全到我们的信心长成丰满。
And he wants to continue to perfect our faith until it is fully matured.
所以我们需要常常学习来仰望我们的主。
So we need to constantly remember to look to our Lord.
圣经在腓立比书第四章有一段话呢，非常的宝贵。
And in Philippians chapter 4, there's a very precious word.
我们一起来看一下。
Let's take a look at it together.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第六跟第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
他说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求、感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
It says, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候当我们面对了一些环境
，Brothers and sisters, sometimes when we encounter situations,
好像我们看不见神。
It's like we can't see God during that time.
这个环境如同洪水一样要淹没我们。
It's like in our situation, the Red Sea wants to drown us.
而我们看自己好像我们根本已经绝望。
And we see ourselves as hopeless and useless.
我们根本不可能。
That it's impossible for us.
胜过这个环境。
To overcome this situation.
或者达不到我们所要的。
Or we cannot attain to what we want.
这里很简单的两句话。
But here it has two very simple sentences.
首先先告诉我们,
it first tells us
一无挂虑,
to be anxious for nothing.
我们凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢,
that in everything by prayer, and supplication with thanksgiving,
把我们心中所要的来告诉神,
we can let our requests be made known to God.
信心乃是把我们带回到神的面前。
Faith is bringing things before God.
我们借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
that by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving,
we know we cannot.
We know we cannot.
We know
that the situation will overcome us. But we believe even more that we have an Almighty God. So when we come before God,
很多时候我们来到主面前祷告的时候, 我们心中仍然挂着重担。
A lot of times when we come before God, we come with heavy and burdensome hearts.
但愿从今天开始, 我们学习把我们的重担放在一边。
But from this day forward, may we learn to cast our burdens aside.
我们就如神在这里告诉我们的, 我们义无挂虑来到他的面前。
That just like the passage says here, may we learn to, may we let everything, let all our requests be made known to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安,
that the peace of God,
这是神的应许,
this is God's promise.
他要首先第一个动作, 他会先保守我们。
That the first thing he will do is to guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. So that all the burdens and difficulties that may be in our minds and our life will no longer be a snare to us.
让我们的心进到他里面得安息,
so that we can find rest in him.
然后第二个,
and second,
主就要开始在我们身上做那奇妙的带领,
and then God will be able to lead us.
所以圣经告诉我们,
so the Bible tells us,
信心会显出行为,
that faith will produce works.
我们不是凭着行为得救,
it's not by works that we're saved.
但是一个真实的信心会带出信心所该有的行为,
but true faith will bring forth good works.
就好像我们从主那里得到信心, 我就愿意抓住这个救恩。
Just like when we first believed, by faith we're willing to grab a hold of salvation.
当我们有这一个真实的信心, 我们就会开始来走这一条,
when we have this true faith, then we're able to walk this spiritual path.
所以雅各书告诉我们,
so James tells us,
亚伯拉罕不仅是因着信心,
that Abraham, it was not just by faith,
并且他也按着行为,
but also by his works,
并且借着他的行为, 叫他的信心得以完全,
that because of Abraham's works, his faith was perfected.
那这段话到底在我们实际生活中怎样把这整个话, 成为一个非常清楚, 让我们明白的实际呢?
So then, how can we take all these words and make it a reality for us?
我想保罗对这个话呢, 有很清楚的解释。
I think Paul has a very clear explanation of this.
我们请大家翻开加拉太书第五章。
Let's all turn to Galatians chapter 5.
We're
going to read verse 4 and 5.
你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
You have been severed from Christ, you who are seeking to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit, by faith, are waiting for the hope of righteousness. Among the brothers and sisters at Galatia,
他们那里领的从
From Paul's letter, they know that they are justified by faith.
但是有许多犹太教的,
but there were many teachers of the law, the Jews, who entered among them.
告诉他们说，如果他们不守摩西的律法，他们就不能够完成为完全。
That if they did not observe the law, they could not be justified.
Or complete.
Or complete.
所以呢，保罗就在加拉太书里面告诉他们。
So Paul in the letter to the Galatians tells them,
如果你们还要靠律法在神面前称义得着一个完全，
that if they are still seeking to be justified by the law to be complete,
那你们完全从基督的恩典里面堕落，
then they have been severed from Christ.
这个恩典就如我们刚刚所说的，
and this grace is what we spoke about earlier.
恩典不单单只是给我们一个白白的领受而已，
grace is not just something for us to receive.
恩典更是要把我们带到完全的里头，
andGrace is to bring us into perfection,
像那一个施恩者一样，
like the giver of that grace.
所以我们怎样来得到这个恩典？
So how can we receive this grace?
而在神面前达到完全？
Or to be complete in God?
首先，我们乃是在信心的里头。
First, it's in faith.
我们刚刚腓立比书那里告诉我们的。
Before Philippians told us,
我们借着凡事祷告祈求和感谢，
that by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving,
我们把我们的心归向神，
we need to let our requests be made known to God.
神就会先把许多人来的思想把我们完全的保守在外面，
so that the peace of God will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
然后第二个，他就开始在圣灵里面会把他的话启示在我们的心中。
And second, by the Holy Spirit, he'll make his words known to us.
神对我们说话常常是用圣经的话。
A lot of times God speaks to us through the words in the Bible.
但是很多时候神顾念我们可能对圣经不熟。
But a lot of times we're not familiar with the Bible.
神可能顾念我们在这样一个极大的难处的里头，我们可能心思受到太多的这样的一个蒙蔽或者是压迫也好。
So a lot of times, because we're not familiar with the Bible, we're weighed down.
Very good.然后呢，我们，但是神呢，可能在圣灵里面就给我们一点感觉。
But the Holy Spirit will give us a feeling.
或者神会用我们懂得的话，让我们里面突然明白。
Or God will give us words that we're familiar with to give us an understanding.
当主的话一来到的时候
，When the Lord's word comes to us,
我们信心马上去抓住。
We must immediately seize God's word.
我们抓住主的应许。
We need to grab a hold of God's promises.
我们跟随他。
And to follow Him.
我们就要看见神并带领我们经过水火之地。
And then we'll see how God will lead us through the testing of water and fire.
当然，保罗在这里对着加拉太人说的，就是说我们如果要达到。在神面前所看为完全，是这一个原则。
So this is the principle that we need to follow if we want to be complete in God.
不是拿着圣经像旧约的以色列人一样守律法。
It's not like we're holding onto our Bibles to observe the law like the people in the Old Testament.
而是按着恩膏。按着我们生命的度量，我们在信心里面不断的依赖他，他就不断的带领我们。
But it's by grace, by faith and trusting in him that he will lead us through.
这样我们就能够等候盼望的义。
Then we can hope and wait on his will.
所以his righteousness.
On his righteousness.
那这个义呢？在这里应该是不是我们因信称义的那个义，乃是指着我们 在神面前诚义就是达到完全。
So this righteousness is not talking about the justification by faith righteousness, but it's a righteousness that speaks of completion in Him.
所以当然这里讲到圣灵的时候也同时提到这个顺服。
And so that's why when it talks about the Holy Spirit, it talks about this obedience.
所以圣经一再的提醒我们信而顺服。
So that's why the Bible teaches us to trust and obey.
这是必然的现象。
This is a natural result.
当圣灵在我们里面开启的时候，
When the Holy Spirit enlightens us,
我们一面抓住神的应许。
On one hand, we grab hold of God's promise.
一面我们在信心中一直顺服他。
And on the other hand, by faith, we learn to obey Him.
这样神的带领会越过越明白。
So that by God's leading, we'll have a further and further understanding.
这样我们不仅神可以带领我们经过许多艰难的环境。
So that God will be able to lead us through many difficult times.
更重要的，我们认识神。
And more importantly, so that we can know God.
我们认识他的道路跟他的作为。
We can know His way and the way He does things.
我们的生命就要在基督里面更多的长进。
And our life will grow more in Christ.
这是信心的道路。
And this is the way of faith.
当然，信心的道路我们要经过许多试炼。
Of course, in the way, the walk of faith, we come across many trials.
试炼可能要叫我们暂时的好像失去许多。
And these trials may make us feel like we have to lose a lot of things.
我们可能暂时的可能要觉得我们没有面子。
And sometimes temporarily we may feel like we don't have face.
我们可能要物质上失去一些。
And we may have to give up some things.
或者我们要遭受许多的误会
or we have to incur a lot of loss
但是圣经告诉我们
but the Bible tells us
这在基督的面前在神的面前是看为极宝贵
that God before God and before Christ He finds it very precious
将来在主显现的时候
that when the Lord comes again
我们要得到奖赏、荣耀跟称赞
，that we will receive reward, praise and glory.
所以，但愿我们在地上过这一条信心的生活的时候
，so as we live our life of faith,
我们能够按着主在我们里面信心的度量，我们来跟随他。
That by the measure of faith that God has allotted to us, may we live our life in obedience to Him.
圣经上讲到信心的度量，弟兄姊妹有没有觉得很奇妙
？Brothers and sisters, do you find it very interesting when the Bible talks about the measure of faith that's allotted to each one of us?
或者像罗马书第十二章那里讲到信心的大小
，or the greatness and the big and small measures of faith?
我们看自己要按着信心的大小看。
So we need to look at things based on our own.The greatness or smallness of the faith that's allotted to us.
那里很清楚地告诉我们信心的大小跟我们属灵生命的大小是一致的。
So we see that there's a correlation between the measure of faith, whether it's great or small within us, and our spiritual life, whether it's a great spiritual life or a small spiritual life.
所以我们在主面前越操练信心，信心长大，表明我们属灵的生命也在长大。
So,Naturally, the more our life of faith and the faith within us grows, the more our spiritual life will grow as well.
并且信心的至终呢 the end of the faith, 就是信心的至终或者是中文翻译到果效呢就是魂的救恩。
And so that's why we see that the end of the faith or the outcome of the faith is the salvation of the soul.
我们的魂至终要蒙拯救，这是我们今生在地上一生最重要的功课。
So the most important lesson that we need to learn is to be able to reach this end or outcome of the salvation of our soul.
我们最近礼拜五查经呢，一直都讲到这一个主题。
So Friday night Bible studies, we've been fellowshipping on this topic.
彼得前后书。
First and Second Peter.
我们真是啊，在信心里面操练的时候，信心所带给我们的果效，当我们的魂蒙拯救。
So in faith, we see that the fruits of our faith, the results of the salvation of the soul.
我们的思想、意志、情感。
Our feelings and our thoughts.
不再以我自己为中心。
Is no longer me, I as the center.
不再受罪这样的辖制，总是以利我为主。
Is no longer to be bound by our sins, but it's to put God first.
我们的信心蒙拯救，我们的魂蒙拯救的时候，我们的思想会有像主一样的思想。
When our faith is saved, when our soul is saved, then our mindset will be like the Lord's.
这非常宝贵。
This is so precious.
很多时候呢，当别人升迁的时候，我心里就不舒服。
A lot of times when other people get promoted, I don't feel good.
当别人稍微得罪我，我就一直记在他身上。
And when others offend me, I remember that.
但是当我的心思蒙拯救的时候，
But when my mind is saved,
我会把这一切都感谢神。
I will give thanks to God for these things.
何等荣耀的释放。
And gloriously let this go.
这是神在我们身上所要做的最大的一个荣耀的工作。
And this is the greatest and most glorious work that God wants to do in us.
不仅我们的心思，
Not only our thinking,
我们的意志，
Our personality,
我们的情感，
Our feelings,
都要因着信心的操练，我们一个一个要蒙拯救。
Little by little, through these different trials of our faith, we'll be saved little by little.
感谢神，我们时间到了。
Thank God, this concludes our time.
但愿主继续在我们的心中对我们说话。
May the Lord continue to speak to us.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你的救恩是如此的全备。
Your salvation is perfect and complete.
但愿我们因着你话语的激励。
Through the power of your word,
我们能够在主的恩典中，
we are able to be in the Lord's temple,
我们的魂蒙拯救，
and our soul may be saved.
我们因着万事互相效力，
all things work together for good,
叫我们爱神的人得益处。
All things, for we know that all things work together for good to those who love God.
叫我们真是还能够被磨成神儿子耶稣基督荣耀的形象。
So that we be conformed more to the glorious image of our Lord Jesus.
我们感谢主你宝贵的话语。
Lord, we treasure your precious word.
人所能表达的非常有限。
And it's a reflection to you.
但愿主在圣灵里面更多向我们启示你自己的恩典。
Lord, by the Holy Spirit, may you continue to reveal more of yourself to us.
我们愿你的旨意成就在每一位弟兄姊妹的身上。
And may your will be done in each and every one of the brothers and sisters.
叫你的名得着荣耀。
So that your name may be glorified.
感谢归给你。
We give thanks to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.